Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Okay, our lawn chairs are ready. Rin, your backyard will be the perfect spot to watch the solar eclipse.
With solar eclipse snacks. I've got sun chips, sunny D to drink, and, of course, moon pies.
Oh, cool.
Cool? I totally crushed it grabbing snacks that have to do with the sun and the moon, and all I get is a cool?
I mean, hooray!
Okay, you don't have to go that overboard, Drac.
I mean, I want to go overboard, bestie. It's just, I really don't know what a solar eclipse is. I mean, do we look right at it, or...
No way, Drac! Dude, you know how you can use a magnifying glass to aim sunlight through it to burn a leaf?
No?
Well, you can. Sunlight beams through a lens in the glass to cause a fire. Guess what else has a lens in it?
Oh, I know this one. Our eyes.
Right. Which means if you look at the sun directly without proper protection, the lens inside your eye can burn too.
That sounds unpleasant.
To put it lightly, you can get permanent eye damage or worse, go blind.
So, how do we look at the eclipse?
Here. Proper eyewear to protect our eyes, with the specially made eclipse glasses.
You think of everything, Rin.
Someone has to.
Okay, now that our eyes are protected, what exactly are we watching with this solar eclipse?
Well, we've got a little time before it actually happens if you want to learn more about them, Drac.
I would. I'll call for the Coffin of Curiosity. And while it's here, we can learn about other cool mysteries of our universe, too.
As long as no one is damaging their eyes, I'm good with it.
For our special eclipse glasses while we're here inside the coffin. We can set them aside while my thirst for knowledge gets quenched.
Let's get to it, bestie.
Computer, today we want to learn about the mysteries of our universe, and then some. We'll start with how a solar eclipse here on Earth works.
So a solar eclipse is an event where a new moon blocks some or all of the sun's light.
We're getting a new moon today? What was wrong with the old one?
No, it doesn't mean we get a brand new moon. It's just the time each month when the sun, moon, and Earth are aligned in space, with the moon in the middle. When this happens, the moon's night side is facing us, which makes it invisible.
Ah, so that's why we won't see the moon on some nights, then it grows from a sliver in the sky into a full moon over the course of a full month.
And then it starts the process all over again at the beginning of the next new moon.
Okay, so back to an eclipse.
So, as the new moon blocks the sun's light, the temperature drops. Daytime suddenly appears like twilight, which is the period right before sunrise and sunset every day, and when the sun is 100% blocked, its corona is revealed to the naked eye.
With proper viewing tools, of course. The corona of the sun. What's that?
The corona is the outermost part of the sun's atmosphere. It stays hidden by the sun's bright, shining light, except during an eclipse.
Look at us, learning even more things about the sun since our first ride together here in the Coffin of Curiosity.
Oh yeah. Even when your thirst for knowledge gets quenched, there's always more to learn, Drac.
Speaking of learning more, since we're already talking about the moon, what's something cool that we don't know about that?
Oh, this is pretty neat. The shape of the moon actually isn't a perfect circle. Rather, it's more oblong, like a lemon.
What? How is that possible?
Basically, there are gravitational forces between the Earth and the moon during their orbits that cause friction inside the moon. That friction makes the moon's exterior expand out in certain places. At some point during one of those expansions, a long, long time ago, one of those bulges froze in place. So, no perfect circle.
Froze in place? Does that mean the moon was hot at some point?
You got it, Drac. The moon was actually a part of Earth once upon a time. But about 4.5 billion years ago, some planet-shaped body struck Earth, and the piece of molten debris that got knocked loose became our moon.
And then the moon cooled once it was on its own. And that's how the frozen bulge happened.
Bingo.
So cool. Do other planets have moons?
Let's go see. Every planet in our solar system has at least one moon, except for Mercury and Venus. On the opposite end of the spectrum, check out Saturn, Drac.
There are so many moons. I can't count them all.
Because Saturn has 146, making it the planet with the most moons by far.
146? Why is Saturn hoarding all of those moons? Maybe Mercury and Venus could borrow a few now and then.
Well, that's a nice idea. The harsh reality is that neither Mercury or Venus could keep a moon in their orbit because of how close they are to the sun.
Why is that?
The sun's gravitational pull is too strong. It would suck those moons right into it.
Because they're too small?
Exactly. Only something the size of a planet can keep their place orbiting around the sun without being pulled into it.
Worst sunburn ever. Well, we're talking about planets besides Earth. What are some amazing things about them that might be surprising?
Here's a wild fact. Jupiter has a moon that has hundreds of active volcanoes on it. And according to NASA, that moon shoots 1 ton of gases and particles into the space near Jupiter every second.
Whoa! Wait, NASA, who are they?
Test telephone switch to arm light on.
Switching command to internal.
NASA is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. They're the American group that sends rockets, satellites, and astronauts into space.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. We have liftoff.
Hey, maybe someday we could be astronauts, Ren. Do you think there's ever been a vampire astronaut?
My guess is no, but I totally watch a movie called Vampire Astronauts in Outer Space.
Samesies. Okay, back to more cool planet facts.
Ooh, this is fun. Mars boasts a volcano on its surface that's bigger than the state of Hawaii.
Aloha, indeed.
And you know how Saturn has rings around it? Well, actually, every planet in our outer solar system has rings. But only Saturn's are visible because the other planet's rings are made from rocky particles and dust.
What are Saturn's rings made of?
This is pretty cool. The rings are made of billions of pieces of ice, dust, and rocks, which are believed to be from comets, asteroids, and even moons destroyed by Saturn's strong gravity before those things could reach the planet.
So, what are the planets whose rings we can't see?
Jupiter, Uranus, and the planet formerly known as Pluto.
Formerly known? Why is that?
Well, it's still a planet, but now known as a dwarf one since 2006, when an international organization decided Pluto no longer qualified to be a regular old planet like the other 8 in our solar system.
So a bunch of people just decided based on their rules that Pluto was no longer as important as the other planets?
Pretty much.
That's pretty lame. You might be the furthest away from the sun, Pluto, but you're still a VIP to me. A very important planet.
Speaking of important stuff about Pluto, it has a mountain range on it that stands 11,000 feet tall. A NASA spacecraft got photos of them in 2015.
My guess is there are endless fun facts about the planets in our solar system. But let's move on to other mysterious space stuff.
Ready to blast off towards more nuggets of knowledge if you are.
Whoa! I think I like the coffin better when it's not doing an imitation of a rocket ship. Looking at, Ren?
This is the Milky Way, our home galaxy in the universe, Jack.
What exactly is a galaxy?
A massive collection of gas, dust, and billions of stars inside their own solar systems, all held together by gravity.
So why is ours called the Milky Way?
It comes from the ancient Greeks and Romans, both who observed that the galaxy looked like a river of milk.
So if this is our home galaxy, that must mean there are others all across the universe?
Billions of them, bestie. And there's actually no way to truly know the number. That's how seemingly infinite space is.
Infinite meaning no end in sight?
You got it.
Do other galaxies have fun names like ours?
Sure do. All based on their appearances to the astronomers who named them. Galaxies like the Pinwheel, Sombrero, and Sunflower.
And an astronomer is someone who studies the stars, right?
More than just the stars, Drac. They study the universe and everything inside it.
That's a lot of stuff to study. How big is our universe?
Scientists believe it's so large that it would take 100,000 light years to go from one side to the other.
What is a light year?
A measure of distance, not time. So one light year equals around 6 trillion miles.
So to figure out the distance across our universe, we're multiplying 100,000 times 6 trillion?
That is a lot of zeros in that answer.
So how is it that scientists are able to study something that big, Ren?
The telescope was the first instrument used by astronomers to study the stars. But as technological advances were made in the 20th century and through today, scientists were able to study the furthest reaches of space with spaceships, satellites, probes, and robots.
Okay, trying to learn about our universe and the universes beyond it is a little overwhelming. We can wrap this up after I ask about one more thing I've always wanted to know.
Let's do it.
Black holes. What exactly are those?
Seems we're ending on one of the biggest mysteries there is in outer space. To begin with, a black hole isn't a hole at all. Rather, it's a massive concentration of matter, packed into such a tiny space, and the gravity inside of it is so dense and strong, nothing, not even light, can escape.
So what makes a black hole?
To keep it simple, they form when a massive star dies. These stars die when they run out of their fuel, which is hydrogen, and explode. The space left behind is super dense matter with mass a few times bigger than the sun.
So if it's a black hole in space, how can scientists see them?
By the movement of visible objects around them. A black hole's gravitational pull is so strong that it can cause nearby stars to orbit around them. So if a scientist sees a collection of stars behaving strangely, chances are a black hole is making that happen.
Ah, amazing stuff, Ren. And my thirst for knowledge is quenched for now. Though I feel like this might be a topic we revisit in the future.
There's so much cool stuff in our universe. But yeah, it's also a lot of a lot to take in.
Well, why don't we head home and take in that solar eclipse?
Oh yeah, don't want to miss that. Hold on to your cape. We're rocketing home in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, next time, let's learn about something that doesn't involve rocketing around space.
Done and done.
If you
enjoyed today's episode of Trek, make sure to press that follow button so you can join us for the next episode right here on Go Kid Go Network.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.